A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. You seek refuge in God from the ousted Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the Most Exalted. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi al-tahirin. Peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny. Thanks again for joining us in this episode of this program, which is called Islamic Practical Laws or Ahkam. So, as we were with you last session, you know, we have talked about prayers, the rulings of prayers, the laws of prayers. And we finished with prostration and sijda. Now we are going to talk about things that invalidate prayer. So, which thing or things are invalidating the prayer? So, I have to remind you, when we start praying, the time we start praying and saying Allahu Akbar, we start Takbiratul Ihram, till the end of the prayer, we should not do the things I'm going to count for you, and you will keep them in mind. If you do one of them, so definitely your prayer is invalidated. Because, you know, as a human being, let's look at this issue from this angle. When we are talking to our Lord, somebody is superior, you know, the person is unique, above everyone, the Creator. So we have to not do something, you know, which is very impolite. Less than that, you know, we can assume that it's impolite. So this thing in Islamic rulings and Islamic laws makes your prayer invalidated. So the first thing we can point out is eating and drinking while you are praying. So you eat and drink. It makes your prayer invalidate. So we should avoid doing this thing. Or while you are saying your prayer, you talk to someone else. For example, you're saying, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Oh, Jack, where are you going? That one is not correct. It makes your prayer invalidated. Or laughing. When somebody defines a joke, and you start, for example, you're doing, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and somebody is defining a joke, you laugh. Laughing loudly and make your teeth be appeared, so that one is invalidating the prayer with sound, with for example ha ha ha, so makes your prayer invalidated. Another thing is that when you are praying in front, you know, in the direction of Kaaba, and you're facing the Kaaba, so while you're praying you move around, you change the direction. So it makes your prayer to be invalidated. And even though while you are just moving, you know, moving, that's, you know, shows that you are changed your direction toward Qibla. But for example, if a little bit you just moved unknowingly or something to do, for example, is a little bit, no problem. But it shouldn't be in the way that, you know, change, you know, we can say very badly or very, we can say obviously you changed your direction. To reduce the pillars of the prayer or increase them. For example, you have to say your Zuhr prayer instead of, you know, doing it in 4 rakats, you do them in 3 rakats. So you have already reduced some rakats of the prayer. Or for example, instead of doing prayer for Maghrib in 3 rakats, you increase them in 4 rakats. No, that one is not accepted. In the way that the Holy Legislator, Almighty God, has defined for us, we have to follow by, not decreasing or increasing. And the last one is to change the way of prayer. For example, not the way, I mean the direction. we can say the form of the prayer. The form, distracting, the form of the prayer is not the Lord. For example, we can say the form of the prayer for subuh is, you know, to do it in two rakats and doing two prostration. You do three prostration or sajda, so that one makes the prayer invalidated. But the next issue, which is very important as a Muslim in our society, we are facing with it, and we is our slogans, is greeting and salutation and salute. While you are saying your prayer and somebody comes and say Salamun Alaikum, what do you have to do? First of all, I have to tell you, it's not necessary to say salam to everyone. For example, you are doing your prayer and somebody comes inside and says Salam Alaikum. No, it's not your duty to say. Because Islam has emphasized when somebody salutes you or say salam to you, you have to reply back. So here, you have to say in a gentle way, in a proper way, to answer him very goodly. When he says Salamun Alaikum, you should not say Alaikum Assalam or Salam. It's better to say, you know, it's recommended in our narrations and the books of Islamic practical laws to say Assalamu Alaikum. This is the answer you can give it in a prayer. While you are praying, so it's better to answer this thing. Instead of saying Wa alaykum assalam, alayka assalam, salam, some assalamu alaykum. So something else I can add here for, you know, the things they are, you know, invalidating the prayer is that, you know, for example, your child. For example, you to smile at him, no problem. For example, and please notice that when you are praying and your children are gathering around you, they're playing with you, you should not be very arrogant or a very rough person that shows when you are talking to your Lord, you're saying prayer, you are a very, we can say, extremist person or very rough or very, we can say, angry man. No. If you go to Islamic books and narrations, you will find out while Prophet Muhammad was doing his prayer, his grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, they were around him and they were playing with him. And he didn't, you know, for example, insult them and say, go away or stop doing this thing. No, no, no. He was doing gently with them. You know, while Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was doing sajda. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam got on his shoulder, you know, he come on his shoulder and sat there. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has prolonged his prostration and sajda until the time Imam Hussein alayhi salam get done. He didn't insult him or he didn't take him down and slapped him. This is a role model. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our great role model in our whole life. So I notify again, notice you, that please, while you are praying, do not be very hard or show a kind of hardliner, you know, action. So behave with the people that are around you gently. Even while Imam Baqir alayhi salam was doing his prayer, you know, a man was passing, a very old man, an old man was passing in front of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and his stick, you know, fell down and he couldn't move. Imam alayhi salam helped him to get the stick and give it to the man to help him. So you can go through these things to find out how you have to behave while you are praying. You see, shouldn't be very tough and rough. So you can do it in a good way. Okay, let's go to the next topic of our session today. Let me tell you something I think is necessary to know before going to the next topic. Some things are, you know, makruh when you are praying. You know, closing your eyes and say, okay, closing your eyes and saying, oh, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, 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 no. It's not recommended. It's makruh. It's not haram or it's not going to invalidate your prayer. But it's not good to do it. You have to open your eye and play with your hands like this, or with your leg, or scratching your body, something like this is not good. It's not bad to be kind with your household or your children, but it's not good to do like this when you're praying. No, it's better, you know, to do not do. And this thing is something like this is because you're not clean. So when you want to say your prayer, you be clean and wear very good clothes and just face your God in a very good condition and circumstances. When you are saying your prayer, while you are saying your prayer, and somebody talks, you just be silent and listen to him what he's saying. This is makruh. It's better to do not pay attention to these kind of things. Just carry on your prayer, continue. And any kind of things that, you know, gets away your subordination and submission. For example, watching TV, or, you know, listening to others' discussion, or reading something aside you. These are not good, you know. And do not change, and you know, do not turn your face around, something like this. While it's very less or very few, but it's not good to do this. This one is makruh. While when you do it very, for example, you turn your face like this, so it makes your prayer invalidated. Okay. So the next one that is very important, and is, you know, many of you will face this thing in your prayer, is doubt in prayer. Sometimes you are doing your prayer and you make a doubt and say, okay, did I do the first rakat or not? So let's take a look in a short while and say something about it to know. For example, sometimes it's possible for you to have doubt about, you know, have you done the details of your prayer or not? For example, tashahud. Or did you have the prostration or in the sajda or not? So these are the doubt or shak. So let's take a look over these things to know about them. So about the details of prayer. First of all, we are going to talk about them. If you are doing your prayer, and for example, now you are first rakat, and you doubted, okay, did I do the first prostration or not? Or did I do the rakat, the ruku or not? So you have to do it again, because here is the place. You didn't pass the place. It's the time. But if you have passed, for example, you're in the third rakat and say, okay, did I do the ruku in the first, first rakat or not? So here you should not pay attention to this shak and doubt. You have to leave it. Okay, let's talk about the doubt in rak'at or in pillars. The doubts and shaks, they make your prayer invalidated. Let's see the first one. If in the first, in the two rakat prayer, you make doubt, for example, in sub prayer, then you have doubt that, you know, for example, did you do the first rakat or not? And now you are in the second rakat. Okay, this one invalidates your fast. You have to repay. You have to re-say your prayer. To doubt between one or more than one, it means that you doubt that, did you say one rakat or more than one rakat? So this one again invalidates your prayer. You have to re-say your prayer. If you do not know in prayer how many rakats did you have you done, so this one as well is making your prayer invalidated. So it's better to repay your prayer. So the places, the doubts, you should not pay attention to them. The first one, in mustahab prayer, because all the prayers are not wajib. It's true, we have five times prayer, they are wajib and obligatory. We have to do them. But sometimes you have some mustahab or recommended prayer. like, for example, prayer of Hajat, or some we have different prayers. They are not very wajib. So if you have doubt in the mustahab prayer, you shouldn't pay attention to this, and you should leave it. And in jama'ah prayer, if you do, for example, you have doubt, so you should not pay attention on them. And the time when you say salam and you finish your prayer, and now you make a doubt and say, okay, did I do the first rakat or the second rakat? Okay, here, you should not pay attention again, because this one has done already and is finished. So it's after the place, after the position of the rakat. So you have to leave it. And if you, after the time of the prayer, for example, now is Zuhr time, and you have doubt about, you know, Fajr prayer, that did I do in two rakats or one rakat? So here you should not pay attention. You have to leave it. And even if you you doubt that, okay, did I say the Fajr prayer or not? Even here you should not pay attention, because the time has gone already and it's not necessary. About the doubts in prayer, there is a table there, you know, inside the Islamic practical laws, and it's better for you to read about them, because of, you know, the limitation of the time. I think is we cannot go through them, you know, properly. We have to know very deeply when you have to say this ihtiyat prayer. When you finish your prayer that you have doubt about it, so without, you know, changing the form, to distract the form, you stand up and do the ihtiyat prayer without, you know, adhan and iqama. You have to start it. So what is the difference between the prayer of ihtiyat and other prayers? In this ihtiyat prayer, you should not have intention. You know, you should not bring it in words to pronounce it. And it doesn't have Surah Al-Ikhlas, I mean. And and you have to recite the hamd very, very slow. Not hearable, you know, no one can hear it. And I think it's better to point out a little bit about the Sajdah-i-Sahw. Sajdah-i-Sahw is the time, for example, when you have the doubt between, as I told you, in those tables you can see and find it in the practical laws, I mean Islamic practical laws book, you can find it. But when you have, you doubt about, did you say 4 rakat prayer or 5 rakat prayer? So here you have to do, when you finish after saying salam, so you go, you know, without any gap, you go to sajda and say this thing, Bismillah wa billah, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And again, you sit down and you recite tashahud and salam. This is Sajdah-i-Sahw. Sorry, you know, I told you very rapid because of, you know, the time. Really, we are running out of time. And I hope you benefited for this very short definition about the ahkam. And I wish you the best, and I see you in the next session of the program. Thank you.